And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 1st of March, 2016, St. David's Day, patron saint of Wales, a holiday in Wales where the Welsh wear leeks in their lapels, their parades and poetry recitations and music competitions, singing in the Welsh language. It's the birthday of the poet Richard Wilbur, New York City, 1921. Went to Amherst, married his college sweetheart, joined the army as a cryptographer. But when they found out he'd belonged to leftist organizations in college, he was reassigned to the infantry. He said, "It was quite true that I held leftist views, but then, as now, I had an uncomplicated love of my country, and I was naively amazed to learn that my service record was stamped suspected of disloyalty." He fought on the front lines, Italy, France, and began writing poems. He said, "There are all kinds of ways to forget how frightened and disoriented you are, but one of the best is to take pencil and paper, which is all you need to be a poet, and which makes it possible to practice poetry in a foxhole." Richard Wilbur said, "As embarrassing as that word is, inspiration, I do think it corresponds to my experience. A poem comes looking for me rather than I hunting after it." It was on this day in 1872, President Ulysses S. Grant signed legislation making Yellowstone this country's first national park. Early explorers had sent back descriptions of geysers and steaming rivers and boiling mud, and people didn't believe them until the government set out an official scouting party in 1871, and they established that Yellowstone is home to one of the world's 30 active supervolcanoes responsible for the hot springs and the geysers, including Old Faithful. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Lowell, born Boston, 1917. It's the birthday of Ralph Ellison, Oklahoma City, 1914, the grandson of slaves, inspired by meeting Langston Hughes and Richard Wright to become a writer. He was sitting at a typewriter in a barn on a friend's farm in Vermont, recovering from a bad kidney infection, and he typed the sentence, "I am an invisible man," not knowing what he meant by that, but he wanted to find out who would think of himself as invisible. It took him 7 years to write the book. Invisible Man came out in 1952. Here's a poem by Richard Wilbur on his birthday, "Boy at the Window." "Seeing the snowman standing all alone in dusk and cold is more than he can bear. The small boy weeps to hear the wind prepare a night of gnashings and enormous moan. His tearful sight can hardly reach to where the pale-faced figure with bitumen eyes returns him such a god-forsaken stare as outcast Adam gave to paradise. The man of snow is, nonetheless, content, having no wish to go inside and die. Still, he is moved to see the youngster cry, though frozen water is his element. He melts enough to drop from one soft eye a trickle of the purest rain, a tear for the child at the bright pane, surrounded by such warmth, such light, such love, and so much fear." "Boy at the Window" by Richard Wilbur, from his collected poems, published by Harcourt and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by Staples, offering tech services for small businesses like PC setup and repair, some tasks completed by the next day. Staples.com/tech services. Staples. Make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.